It is your KORN News Radio Sports, Tuesday, August 25th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The week ahead here for the Mitchell Colonels, it'll be girls tennis competing at the Rapid City Invitational. That starts Thursday afternoon at 1 p.m. Mitchell girls tennis, currently 7-2 in dual competition this season. Also on Thursday, Mitchell Cross Country will be hosting the Mitchell Invites. That starts at 4 o'clock at Wild Oak Golf Course. Mitchell Volleyball, they start their season this Friday night at home. They will host Sturgis at 5 o'clock. The Colonels will then compete at the Huron Invite on Saturday morning with four matches on the schedule. Plus, we do have coverage of Mitchell football. They start their season Friday night at home versus Brookings, 7 o'clock at Joe Quinnell Field. The Corner Booth pregame show starts this Friday night, 6 o'clock, right here on KORN. Dakota Wesleyan Volleyball heads to Madison tomorrow night. The Tigers will take on Dakota State at 7 p.m. The Tigers are currently 7-1 on the season. Dakota Wesleyan Football, they start their year coming up Saturday night. They'll also be in Madison, taking on Dakota State at 7. South Dakota State Football, they start their year on Saturday night. So they take on Stetson at 6 o'clock. The Jackrabbit pregame show starts at 4 p.m. It's this Saturday on KORN News Radio. Also, USD gets their football season started. They'll be at the Dakota Dome. They will host Central Connecticut State. That kickoff scheduled for 1 o'clock. San Francisco 49ers owner Jed York has pleaded no contest to a pair of misdemeanor charges in Ohio. York was arrested Sunday and originally charged with engaging in prostitution. The prosecutors amended that charge to disorderly conduct. York also was charged with possessing criminal tools for using his phone to respond to an undercover online prostitution advertisement. York was sentenced to one day in jail, credited with time served, and fined just over $1,100. The NFL says they will review the case. Meanwhile, Deshaun Watson has been named the Cleveland Browns starting quarterback, beating out Shedeur Sanders. Browns head coach Todd Monken says he reviewed the entire offseason, training camp, and preseason before deciding on Watson. Watson has started just 19 games for Cleveland since signing a five-year, $230 million contract. He's dealt with injuries, a season-long suspension, and has not played a full year since joining Cleveland. WNBA last night, the Golden State Valkyries would beat the Minnesota Lynx for the first time in franchise history, 80-66. Minnesota fell to 31-8 on the season. They had won 15 of their previous 16 games. The Lynx, they'll be at Atlanta on Sunday. Angel Reese set a WNBA record last night with 26 rebounds as Atlanta beat the LA Sparks 78-71. Reese also broke the WNBA single season rebounding record. She has 458 on the season. She leads the league with 12 rebounds per game. The SEC says that athletes who leave college sports and sign professional contracts should not be allowed to return to college. The statement comes as former Ole Miss tight end Daquan Wright seeks to return to LSU after signing with the NFL's Cleveland Browns. It was also last week that a judge in Louisiana also cleared former NBA player R.J. Lewis Jr. to play for LSU despite signing with the NBA. The SEC says allowing professionals back into college creates competition concerns and reduces opportunities for current college and high school athletes. And that's a look at your sports here for Tuesday, August 25th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.